The word basir comes from the word basara, and it literally means to see or to have sight. There is a difference between the words basar, sight, and basira, insight, which comes from the same root word. Sight literally means the ability to see outwardly. Insight means the ability to see and understand inwardly. With sight, we use our eyes. We judge things on what we see outwardly. But seeing is short-sighted. We only can see what is happening right now in front of our eyes. Insight, on the other hand, is sight of the heart, or inner vision. With insight, you see people and other things beyond what you see with your eyes. For example, you see the world with your eyes outwardly. You see the moon, the trees, the mountains, and so on. But with insight, you see that there must have been a creator to create something so amazing and complex, even though you cannot see the creator with your eyes. A person may have sight, insight, both or neither. For example, a blind person does not have eyesight but may have insight, deep understanding. Or a person may have eyesight but has no insight, no deep understanding. Allah is called Al-Basir. He sees everything. He has complete insight and is aware of everything, whether visible or hidden without the use of any tools or eyes. Nothing can ever be concealed from his vision. He sees all things, even if it's as small as an atom. He sees a dark ant carrying dark food in its dark mouth on a dark night. However, we are limited in seeing. We see a wall but can't see behind it. We can only see a certain distance, so we use telescopes. We can't see tiny things, so we use a microscope. We see what is in front of us but not behind us. Our eyes sometimes get deceived by illusions and get confused. Allah sees everything. Nothing is hidden from Allah. Allah can see everyone and everything at the same time without any limitations. He even sees the blood in our veins. Allah sees what you hide inside your heart or in your mind. He sees our actions, whether good or bad. He sees when we worship Him and sees how we worship Him, and He has clear insight of everything. How should we live by this name? 1. Have basira, insight. The Holy Quran says, "Say, O Messenger, this is my path. I, and whoever follows me, invite others to the religion of Allah based on correct insight." This verse is telling us that each and every one of us that follows the Prophet and wishes to call people towards Allah must do it with basira, with insight, knowledge and awareness, and not blindly or through ignorance. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Eyesight is useless if the insight goes blind." 2. Watch your deeds. Do you watch what you are doing when your parents are not around? Do you work harder when your teacher is watching you? Why do people slow down when they see a police car or a speed camera? We should truly believe Allah al-Basir is watching us all day and night. And in that way, we would carefully watch our deeds all the time.